Dr. Kent Redford is the moderator of this session. He's director of the WCS Institute and vice president of conservation strategies for the Wildlife Conservation Society. He got his PhD at Harvard University, where he studied giant anteaters and their relationship to termites in central Brazil. He was a professor at University of Florida in the Center for Latin American Studies and Department of Wildlife Ecology and Conservation. And he also worked with the Nature Conservancy and was in charge of the program Parks in Peril. In 1997, he came to the Wildlife Conservation Society, and please join me in welcoming Dr. Redford.
Bob has done a terrible thing, which is to leave somebody who was a professor for a decade and hasn't been for over a decade 5 extra minutes in the program, because we want to keep this running on time. So I thought I'd fill it with a couple of comments. Start off by reading about something that happened on August 17th, 1487, when several landowners in France complained to the Monseigneur Jean Rouen, the cardinal bishop, that a multitude of slugs were devastating their agricultural crops. The cardinal bishop was much angered by this unprovoked invasion of his church diocese, and he ordered that a trial be held, where the slugs were given a warning from the official church pulpit. And the cardinal bishop threatened to excommunicate the slugs and I quote, smite them with his anathema. Faced with this lethal threat to their future existence, the slugs rapidly made themselves scarce. Now, many of you may not know that in the Middle Ages it was quite routine in Europe to put animals on trial for crimes, and they were routinely sentenced to death for the crimes they committed against humans. We regard this as a sort of historical curiosity at this point, worthy of the occasional snigger about our European ancestors and how backward they were. But in fact, I would suggest, as Dr. Sanderson has mentioned already, that there is a quality of that which is still going on, and that in some of the coverage and some of the responses that are currently taking place to these issues of disease which is killing humans and their valued livestock, as well as their plants, that animals, wild animals, are once again being put on trial and are being threatened with being smitten with the anathema of the modern human world, which is indeed a dramatic one. This is not to try to take the focus on very important public health issues and turn them entirely into conservation issues, but rather it is to try to make the point that Bob Cook, Billy Koresh, and Steve Osofsky and their colleagues are making with this symposium, which is that we're all in this together. And the worst thing we want to do is to start blaming another segment of life on Earth and then attempting to punish them for a situation which appears to be far more complicated and is not understood at all by us. And some of you may know, as a little cautionary tale, an article was published in Nature reporting on the response of the British public health system to bovine tuberculosis, which is transmitted to cows by badgers. And there had been a badger extermination program for many years, because, of course, if badgers pass bovine tuberculosis to cattle, then how do you solve the problem? Well, you kill the badgers. It's obvious. I mean, we can all go home now. So they actually did a test. And it turns out that in areas where badgers were exterminated, the incidence of bovine tuberculosis went up. So we have to be very cautious as we go into this one world, one health situation in terms of thinking we understand things that are, in fact, appear to be well beyond our ken at this point. And yet, as Steve has said, we can't afford complacency and simply turning it over to academics to study it even further. So we have a set of really fabulous speakers today, and it's my pleasure and honor to be the moderator for the first session, which is on avian influenza. We have 5 talks with 20 minutes allocated to each presentation, and we're going to hold all questions, as Bob Cook has told you, until, just so you can mark it on your watch, if you can wait until 10:40, I promise you you'll get a chance to ask your pithy, penetrating, and important questions. So we're just going to be going through the speakers, and I'll be introducing each one. We'll be working to keep them on time. And then please make a note of your questions, and we'll then be able to return to you at the time you all know and are anticipating 10:40. So you have your programs with the lists and the full biographies of people. I just wanted to pick a few highlights of each person to help orient the extraordinary qualities and backgrounds that we have of people who are speaking today.